If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
Let's get it started. So, the presidency's office yesterday had to take out two statements. The first one was pacifying a statement that the president himself had made the day prior. We spoke about that yesterday, so we don't need to cover it because we all is ahead and see the world. Then there was an interview that was on Clement Manyathela's show, specifically the one on SABC. And there, Clement spoke to Helen Zille of the DA, federal chair. And this is what Helen Zille had to say.
Is there an option here to pull out of the GNU?
Well, that is the nuclear option, and it certainly is an option, but you can only use it once. So obviously we'd want to try and resolve the problems, because if we go out of the GNU, you'll have either a minority government, which will be totally unstable, or you will have an ANC-EFF-MK coalition, which is what Paul Mashatile wants, which will destroy South Africa's economy within a week. The amount of disinvestment, the amount of international revision of the approach to South Africa, we'd be kicked out of AGOA as well. I mean, you know, we must understand what the stakes are here.
Do you think we'll be kicked out of AGOA if the GNU doesn't survive?
I think we could be kicked out of AGOA anyway. President Trump's not playing. I mean, I've just been to the United States.
So, if you listen now to Helen Zille's utterances and you compare them to what she was saying earlier on in the year when the GNU had just begun, you can see that perhaps they are seriously considering that the GNU may not last. As to why that wouldn't happen, I don't know. I'll also just bring to your attention a tweet that was sent by Gayton McKenzie, right? And he said, "Abahambe is our mission as Onspaizani." Onspaizani obviously is just the Twitter account for Patriotic Alliance, but that's who we meant. "We have and will never change. We have taken a decision to fight from within GNU. Should we leave because a decision which we are not happy with is taken, we are not children." So I don't know what he meant by that. I think he meant that we shouldn't leave. Anyway, again, you're seeing different parties and different members of the GNU expressing their disapproval of certain decisions that have been taken, but also still committing to the unity of the GNU. I think what's been promised in this GNU, but it seems to be holding them together, eh? It's a glue that holds. It's a Nelson Mandela of 2024. Because no matter how the ANC acts, these guys always come out, they criticize it, but then they go, "Nope, but we're not leaving the GNU."
I think it's the greater fear of an ANC-EFF-MK coalition or GNU that keeps them together. I think the DA has stated even before the elections, their biggest fear was the doomsday coalition, as they had put it. So they'll probably stick around for a very long time, purely to ensure that the ANC, MK and EFF don't coalesce.
But then is that not enough for the ANC to want to coalesce with those guys? So let me give you an example. If I am rolling with a partner, let's say I'm rolling with Mpho, and I can see people are not really scared of me when I'm with Mpho. But they clearly say, like even you, Pundi, say, yeah, if you're coming with Saul, I'd be super, super scared. Why would I not go and get Saul? Because obviously that's a leveraging point.
No, because there are personal issues between you and Saul. In this instance, with the ANC, the EFF and MK are offshoots of the ANC. So there's a level of bitterness, I suppose, there, because these were parties that all came from the African National Congress. So they have their own personal issues.
So?
Yeah, and also, would the MK, because remember, one of the main reasons I think we're forgetting, they had conditions. And I think it was that they're not going to work with the ANC of Cyril Ramaphosa. And ANC needs to stand by their president also. Didn't they say that? So it's a difficult, you know, as much as it sounds great on paper, but I don't think the ANC will then leave Ramaphosa out in the cold, especially when I'm assuming everybody has got smaller Nyana skeletons, and who knows what kind of room that will open.
Okay, now then again, Paul, here's my thing. On the other side, it means these guys are all giving up their leverage, right? Because part of the leverage you have in a GNU is that if things don't go our way, we're going to pull out. But they clearly come out and say, we're not going to pull out. So if I'm the ANC, I'd do exactly what I want. I would not consult, because then she loses an in now.
But also, I feel like Helen Zille has overplayed her hand because she's been threatening to pull out of the GNU for so many times that it's now a moot point, you know? It's like every time you don't get your way, you throw your toys out the cart. Now we're not even taking you seriously. So I'm kind of with you, where you're literally saying to the ANC, go ahead and do as you please, because all this Gogo is going to do is threaten, but nothing's going to happen.
I will say this, though, and you're not going to hear me say things like these often. Yeah, I'm kind of understanding where the DA is coming from.
In what sense?
This last week, the ANC has run amok, bro. If I'm the DA, first of all, there's a minister that we have accused of corruption. You don't suspend this minister. You don't act against this minister. You just move her. Yeah. That's it. Granted, you don't have to consult us. Then there's the matter of the foreign nationals, right?
Yeah.
If I'm on Spizoni, I'm like, bro, come on. Like, we literally said Mabahambe when I was Mabangeni. Again.
But even beyond that, you're also putting the new Home Affairs Minister in a bit of a bind, because that's the person who's going to have to regulate and implement and control all of this mess. And if anything fails, guess what? Everyone's going to say the DA failed.
Well, yeah, he accounts to executive. So I think he works for Ramaphosa, so that's Nindaba.
But still.
You see?
Yeah. I suppose, but still they wouldn't leave. Still they wouldn't leave, I think. They would stick it out because, again, the biggest threat becomes the ANC EFF MK coalition. So I think they'll stick it out until the very, very end. But the fear mongering, that one about the country probably going down in a week. That I think people need to take it with a pinch of salt, because it's important to identify who is the speaker. This is a politician. They are in the arena. So it's not necessarily the most independent view as to what exactly could happen if there was another iteration of some sort of a GNU coalition of sorts.
Yeah. Also, we can decide that for ourselves, Helen. Don't worry about it.
And Helen threatens to leave, and she says that the economy will collapse within a week. But the owners of the economy are the people whose interests that they are there to protect. Mm. So there's no ways that the funders of the DA will allow them to even leave, because it's their economy that will collapse.
Yeah.
Now, that's another point.
Mm-hmm.
All this to say, President Matams, do your thing, boy. Keep the pressure on them. Obviously, they've got nothing for you. They've got nothing for you. So just keep whipping them. Whippy.
Mina ngithi, if it means ukuthi ukukhulula abantu abamnyama, it means ukuthi kumele sikholapse le economy. Akube njalo. Oh, we can't be at the mercy of DA because of bona abahlala abasithembisa ukuthi economy izokholapsa. Eyabo in any way. Yeyo capital le economy. Mangabe bacabanga ukuthi mengabo abasiyeke siwe. Hawu. Futhi manje kumele silalele iarrogance yabo, because bona kancane they threaten ukuthi economy izowa. Hayiwe le economy, sizoqala phansi. Maningi amazwe aqala phansi. Wo China baqala phansi ba right manje. Hayi Helen Zila kaye man, awu nako Trump bakhe.
Kodwa mina ngiyasicala ke manje isigogwana, ngifuna ukuqhamanga. Helen Zila. Ngiyacala yena asibali. I don't approve of her methods, I don't approve of her politics, but her as an individual. I like her, because I like chaos.
Abayindawo, basazohlala nje. Kubeka wena Cyril, lokhu khipha amabhomu, ayikhali.
It's got nothing to do with fear of MK and EFF Mfundo. It's got everything to do with their stomach. These guys are now getting packs. They are enjoying the benefits. Gayden will never go against Cyril while he appointed him to be a minister, that he would never have been a minister. So DA is relevant now in government because they are part of government. So they will never go against Cyril. So there is no fear whatsoever about MK and EFF. That's just a fear mongering that they want to plant to other people that MK and EFF will be bad.
Mm. Have you ever heard of the term La Costra Nostra?
Nah.
Means blood in, blood out.
Okay.
Essentially, to join a gang, you gotta spill blood. You'll only leave the gang once your blood gets spilled. Gayton McKenzie has the loyalty of a gangster. You see, I believe that he will protect Cyril to the death at this point. Unless Cyril were to betray him somehow. He said this before. He said, hey, President, you've made me somebody. They call me honorable. Not to mention the kind of budget that he's now in charge of. Now, I'm not saying he's touching any of this money, but the public protector is investigating him because of a complaint that was laid by EFF. And that was also announced yesterday. Ziyakhala kuGNU. So, what are the bills you pay?
GNU is a collapse. It's a collapse at GNU. Palafala is coming back to the parliament. Ramaphosa was going to be impeached. Then, in where we the GNU, it's ending. So, they like it or not. DA is the one that wanted Palapala to go on EFF, MK. So, GNU is going to collapse. Once the Concord agree that the matter must go back to the parliament, it's the end of the GNU. Tizana, it's a banning.
Ish.
GNU is not going anywhere, guys. Even though the squabbles, even though the ANC is trying to manipulate the situation, but there's a other part of the GNU that's doing a lot of work and is doing good work, and people are happy with them. So I believe that the GNU is going to last. Uhelen is just a bitter peach. But on the other hand, she likes the fact that they've got a bit of power and they are running more than what they were running within the government. So she's just playing her cards. She's just playing us, basically.
That's funny. No, I think you meant the Moonshot Pact, not the Doomsday Coalition.
Manje bathi kenzakalini ngathi le youth yala kule country. Yo, Ramaphosa siyabonga bafithi. Hayi siyambonga.
If political parties could dedicate songs to each other, I'm sure the ANC would dedicate Comfortable by Lil Wayne and Babyface. Awesome, baby girl, don't you ever get too comfortable. Like vama ufuna ukuvaya, you are replaceable now. You know, I assure thing awe la. So, yeah, I think it's just at that point. But no one's going to leave. No one's going to leave. They ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, no. Namband, I don't see it.
You know, I like Helen Zille's hypocrisy. First thing I'm picking up, he's saying when they leave GNU, he's scared that there's going to be another coalition. Why the EFF-MK government is not a GNU, it is a coalition? It's a very interesting. And secondly, the reason both of them don't want to leave this union, it's because of power. Remember, ANC doesn't have majority, and Cyril wants this power. He's got the presidency. He lives out of that, he might not be the president. ANC might not be so-called ruling party. The DA, they know they will never have numbers to rule the country, to have ministers and whatsoever. And now they are enjoying that. That is the reason. The power that both parties got because of this GNU. That's why they keep on moaning but not leaving GNU, the DA. Because if they leave the GNU, they're going to sit on the opposition bench and just scream. But now they've got ministers, they can try to push things. That's the reason, the power.
But here's the thing. The current opposition, so the EFF and the MK, are using the dysfunctionality of the GNU to then say to the public, you see, this thing is not working. So when the elections come, because we've also got elections, the local government elections coming up soon, the public is going to look at it and go, Valent Isevenzi, and it may then play into the hands of the current opposition.
We are only seeing how powerful Cyril is right now. I mean, it's always been said, Uguti, he's a very powerful negotiator, but I think we are seeing all of that at play right now. EDA is not going anywhere. In fact, ANC is at a more powerful position than they were before elections. And I'll tell you why. They've completely paralyzed many, many, many political parties, which were on the opposition side, which were exposing and things like that. So they've completely paralyzed all of them. And they know that this is such a powerful position to be in. Another person who's doing izinto ngendlela engasolakala kahle uMbalula, because MK and the ANC were in talks in KZN to switch sides and, you know, join with MK, join with NFP as well. But now, because of that, they are soiling things. They are soiling their PEC as a KZN. So there's a lot going on within the GNU, and there's a lot going on within the individual parties as well.
I agree with you. Cyril negotiated himself one hell of a deal here. His opposition is protecting him. Have you ever heard of the ops protecting you, Saul?
Nah, never happened, bro.
Imagine notes are saying, hands off Saul.
Yeah, yeah. That will be the day.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.